I always felt the bushes along the riverside were a good indication of what the how the year was going on. And the first one I did was Slates. Sorry if I'm rustling. Couried again the fearsomeness of a sought gooster, sleigh bushes bend frae the blast. Tholing it, they creep together ahint a rock, for build against sick ruchsome weather, and sign, thrawn-like, bide that way, till grey-bearded and stunted, arthritic limbs gnarled and skewed, their throughput is the worshest fruit kent to man. Broom. Loused through the west of yellow bummers, keel-shaped peaflowers send clouds of stour at them while donner past. High summer fins them, firing off wee black seeds among the winds, frae pods that reboon in the sunshine. The broom will come out victor, though. Carlin's besoms will frang all hour this rocht bit grun bordering my path. And of course, that prompted winds. Jaggy, armoured spurs standing steve again all comers, whin bushes, ungrazed, even barabbits, stun us with their almond sweetness. I'm gathering gowden butterflies so as to tash your Easter eggs a bonny hue. On the way home from the whinny muir, like a bairn, my fingers in my mouth, thrang spines hen stabbed me richt to bear bane. And the final one was May Blossom. And I was really, this year, made to know why it was called May, because all the others were out long syne. May didn't come out until the beginning of the month. May. Climbing to the hillock, whar, fair buzzing with fleeing things, the white flowers jostle for space to spread out. I racks into the hollow alow and tack a hod, where girly branches stick out like all twisted roots. I haul myself up, feet rolling on last year's haw stains. Richt a wa' I'm shored with petals, fawning a cloud of fragrance. Gibbous moon ascending in the east, I carry hame a bitty sauce for the new bairn's cradle.